You're listening to The Naked Scientist. It's Chris Smith and Kat Arney, who is with us this week from the National Cancer Research Institute's conference in Liverpool.
Now, here's an easy science question. What temperature does water freeze at? You'd probably be forgiven for thinking the first answer that pops into your head. It's 0 degrees. Duh. But actually, that's not necessarily the case. And scientists at the University of Leeds believe that supercooled water may be implicated in the crash landing of a British Airways 777 jet at Heathrow in 2008, when both engines lost their power. Here, Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham met Ben Murray in his lab at Leeds for a demonstration.
So we've just got a chilled bath. It's at minus 7 degrees C right now. And in that chilled bath, I've got some bottles of bog standard mineral water.
So we can see on the top that it's minus 7. And you look in, these aren't frozen. That's wrong, isn't it? Because doesn't water freeze at zero?
Ice melts at 0 degrees C, yes. But water does not necessarily freeze at 0 degrees C. And this is quite a nice demonstration of that. Water can exist in a what's called a supercooled state. So it can exist below 0 degrees C in a liquid form. In order to turn it into ice, you have to have the right type of particle or the right surface present to catalyse the ice nucleation process or the ice formation process.
So what are you going to do to it?
We're just going to take a bottle out. And as you can see, it looks like liquid water. It's moving around in the bottle.
I just feel that, yeah. It's definitely cold.
And now what I'm going to do is just pour it onto this glass dish. There's a little bit of ice in that glass dish, which should trigger the crystallisation. Okay, there it goes. So you can now see it.
That's amazing! It's turning to slushy ice in almost a pyramid shape as you pour it.
It fell over.
Instant ice.
So the supercooled water, as soon as it hits something it can freeze on, it does so. And you can hear it, it's sloshing a little bit there. Oh, it's going to overflow.
So there we go. You poured a bottle of water onto a dish, and as you poured it, it became ice.
I see you. I just approved nothing. There's nothing funny going on. We can just eat a little bit of it.
Okay, can I try that? There wasn't some kind of what?
Yeah.
Yep.
Just cold.
Just cold. And it's definitely ice. I put rather too much in my mouth then. It's quite a vivid demonstration. It's instant as well. There was no slow freezing process. It was... You've done this many times as an experiment. You study ice and this supercooled water in clouds, but you made the connection between what we've just seen demonstrated here and the plane crash in 2008 when the Boeing 777 crash landed short of the runway at Heathrow.
I was actually made aware of this issue by a colleague in Asymptote called John Morris. He's a small company down in Cambridge. He made me aware that it was something to do with ice in a fuel system that was apparently caused this fuel blockage, which caused the plane to lose power as it was approaching the runway, which obviously caused it to crash land. In the crash investigation report, the official report on the accident, the engineers implicitly assumed that water droplets below 0 degrees C existed as ice. And then they went on to describe experiments they'd done where they noticed these apparent ice particles became sticky at about minus 8 degrees C. We read this report and we just thought, hang on. First of all, water doesn't freeze at 0 degrees C. Water droplets will exist and stay liquid right down to much lower temperatures. And what's probably happening in that fuel system is that water droplets are hitting surfaces and then freezing when they collide on those surfaces. So we just set about using our existing equipment that we use for atmospheric cloud research to show that water droplets suspended in jet fuel are actually super cool. And that's what we demonstrated. In fact, the water droplet suspended in this jet fuel only froze at about minus 36, minus 37 degrees C. So the jet fuel doesn't catalyse the freezing process.
So in jet fuel, you assume then, with planes flying above us now, there is this supercooled water in there?
Yes. I'm obviously not an expert in aviation and jet engine fuel systems, but yes, you would expect at the low temperatures that planes fly at, that some of the water in the fuel system will exist in a supercooled state, and then when it collides with surfaces, it can then freeze. I still fly. I don't think this is a major problem. It's only happened a handful of times, but it has happened a handful of times, and I think it is important to get to the bottom of it.
That was Ben Murray from the University of Leeds talking to Richard Hollingham from the Planet Earth podcast.
And if you'd like to see that cool boom experiment for yourself, there is a video on the Planet Earth online website. So you visit their site, which is planetearth.nerc, that's nerc.ac.uk, and then you click on podcasts and video. Now, we'll also be journeying to somewhere else very cold, excuse my cold, later in the show, when Diana O'Carroll will be finding out what time the sun appears to set at the top of Everest. That's our question of the week, and it's on the way. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney.